Sports. I'm Bruce Morton. The 49ers continue to steamroll the opposition. They won their sixth in a row, downing Arizona 45-29. For Coach Kyle Shanahan and his guys, that means a second straight NFC West crown.
It's huge. It's, you know, we just want to get in the playoffs. When you win your division, it's a much better road in the playoffs. And I know the guys were pumped about it. But now our biggest thing is making sure we got two home games.
Those home games would come with the top seed, a position currently occupied by San Francisco. Another team in pursuit of that top spot is the Cowboys, who were buried in Buffalo 31-10. Dallas coach Mike McCarthy says it doesn't help his team that while it is undefeated at home, it is 3-4 on the road.
They played well. I don't want to discredit their performance, but yeah, we got to be much better on the road, regardless of what's in front of us and all the other conversations, because there's too big of a gap between home and away.
After the game, Bills quarterback Josh Allen had a different tone, giving his team's play two thumbs up.
We're getting better as the season goes on. I think that's kind of what we're built for, games like this, and, you know, finding ways. And our defense went out there and against a fantastic offense and did their thing. So it was a complete team win today.
Meanwhile, the Ravens were in position to get the AFC top seed, enhancing their chances with a 23-7 victory at Jacksonville. It was after the game that Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson learned the win clinched a spot in the postseason.
I didn't know we clinched the playoffs. You know, I'm just trying to win. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to win the game at a time, you know, but I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the opportunity.
The rest of the teams in the Sunday win column were the Browns, Buccaneers, Texans, Dolphins, Chiefs, Rams, Panthers, and the Saints. Pro basketball, the Celtics are now 14-0 at home after bouncing Orlando 114-97. Hockey, the defending Stanley Cup champs prevailed when the Golden Knights defeated Ottawa 6-3. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.